Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful tradition and hadith about spying, tajassus, or following up on people's flaws. This is one of those evil traits which have been reprimanded and have been looked down upon and frowned upon in Islam. In the Holy Quran, God says, "Avoid much suspicion. Indeed, some suspicions are sins. And do not spy on or backbite one another. Will any of you love to eat the flesh of his dead brother? You would hate it. And be wary of Allah. Indeed, Allah is all clement, all merciful." So in this tradition, a person named Thawr al-Kindi narrated that Umar ibn al-Khattab was making his way through Medina at night when he heard a man singing in his home. He jumped over the fence and said, "O enemy of Allah, do you think that Allah would conceal you while you disobey him?" The man retorted, "What about you, O commander of the faithful? Do not hasten to punish me, for if I disobeyed Allah once, you did so three times. He has said, 'Do not spy,' and you did spy on me. He also said, 'Enter the homes from their doors,' but you jumped over my fence and without my permission. And Allah the Exalted says, 'Do not enter homes that are not yours until you are invited and until you greet their owners.'" Umar said, "Is there any good in you if I decide to pardon you?" The man said, "Yes." Then Umar pardoned him and departed. It was an interesting tradition, and it shows us that why it's not good to spy on people. In another tradition from the Holy Prophet has been narrated to have said, "Beware of suspicion, for verily suspicion is the greatest lie, and do not probe one another for information, nor spy on one another." There's a little difference between being suspicious of somebody and spying on them. Being suspicious of them simply means we entertain false notions about them. Like, for example, let's say that somebody is walking sneakily around the neighborhood. Automatically, we think they're a thief, right? We might not necessarily go and inquire into the matter, but simply entertaining that suspicion is something which is not good, according to Islam. Spying on the person means we actually, you know, follow up on it and see, you know, whether it's true or not, right? This is not something which is very good, according to Islam. One should keep to one's own business. It's a different situation when somebody is, you know, doing something openly wrong and committing a sin out in the open, which can, spread corruption in society, or perhaps even physically harm somebody else, right? In these situations, right, one should put a stop to the matter and, take steps necessary to prevent this person from doing so. But we're not talking about that case. We're talking about the case where, you know, somebody, a normal person. We're also not talking about the case where we're not talking about an Islamic government. It could be okay for an Islamic government to inquire into these matters. We're talking about the citizens that live within that government. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the prohibition of spying in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Allahumma.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.